After the revolution in Egypt, Muhammad Salim returned back to his hometown, Cairo, from the United States of America. After many years under dictatorship, the Egyptian finally managed to overthrow the dictator. But we see that there are still clashes, demonstrations in the streets of Cairo. What do people want? What is happening there?
Actually, now the people, they don't like the constitution that they are, the government right now. They don't like it because this constitution has many subjects and issues not working toward the benefit of the people, you know. They try to write a constitution for the country and serve Brotherhood government just to, you know, be in charge of the country for like many years and to control people according to their for what they want.
Some people are beginning to compare the Egyptian revolution to the Islamic revolution in Iran in 1979. Are these fears legitimate?
No, not at all. They don't compare it to the Iranian revolution. It's our revolution. It was to kick the last president, Hosni Mubarak, off the presidential chair. And now the revolution just seeking for better life, for better economy, better education, better health care, not for any other things. It's not related to the religion, but anyway. You know that in Egypt we have Christian people and they live in peace with the Muslims. They don't kill each other. No, they are friends. They live together. You don't have any like religious problem or any revolution related to the religion, you know. It's all about economy and better life, better education, better health care. That's it.
You have returned to Egypt after the revolution. Are you still excited about the prospects of the revolution? Do you see a bright future ahead?
Yeah, of course, of course. I expect that the country will be better, but it's going to take a little bit of time, but it will go forward. I'm sure about that because now it's a public feeling and public needs. Like everybody, all the society wants to push the country forward. Everybody wants to work hard. Everybody wants to follow the law. We need to push the country forward. That's why people now protest in Tahrir Square, you know, just for that. We don't protest because of something about religious or something. No, it's all about the economy.
Mohammed, what is the social life like in Cairo? Are there any changes in the ways young people behave? What are your observations about Egyptians' post-revolution youth?
I can say that the youth, they become more polite, they follow the rules more, they protect each other. They don't depend on the police to protect them. I mean, they still depend on the police to protect them. But now there's like a society approaches, you know, to protect the neighborhood. After the revolution, the connections between the people like getting stronger and stronger, you know. I think people love each other more now, and they try to help each other. They become better.
Can you tell us about both the good and the bad that has happened under President Morsi's rule? What are some of the positive changes? What aspects do you dislike about the current political situation?
After then, the new president, Mr. Morsi, he took the presidential he became president. He made some good things. He took some good decisions, like he changed the minister of the defense. He put some good ministers in many ministries. He increased the salaries for many people. He tried to make justice, and he tried to stop the corruption. He tried to get our money from outside, I mean, which the last president, Mubarak, stole it. He tried to bring it back, to get it back. This is the many things good he did, but the bad things that he did too is the new constitution. The people that are like a liberal party, they don't like the new constitution. But instead of that, he didn't accept it immediately, but he gave the people like a 15-day to vote on that constitution. If you like it, if you mean the people like it, I think it's like 50% and 51% vote for it, so it will go as bullet. If not, it will not go. Please, I want to say, please pray to Egypt, pray to the Egyptians, because we love our country and we need all your support. And just pray to Egypt to get forward and to develop more and more, please.